Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, this is Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take time. We answer some of the questions you've sent in. We've got a lot of them, so we've tried to arrange them in a good order, so I think we've done good. So, Angel, what do you say we jump in?
All right. My kids have fear about the rapture and have a lot of questions I don't have answers to. I guess the main question I have is, how can I help them be secure in their salvation?
Yeah.
Well, can I say that I was raised in the 70s, and we were raised in a church that you had one foot in hell and the other on a banana peel. I got saved every Sunday night.
Yeah.
And one time I lost my mom in the mall, and I was sure the rapture had taken place, and I was left behind.
We've been there.
Back then, they had all those movies like A Thief in the Night.
Oh,
all of those
scare
things.
Scare.
Yeah, let's scare you into heaven. Well, a little fear is not bad in the sense that it's not fear, but it, like
the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of God is the beginning of everything. There is a good fear, and you need to fear God. And that's not a negative thing. That's a positive thing. I want to please God every day I get up. I don't do right every day. The Bible says the righteous fall seven times and they get back up. We're not the perfect people. We're the getting back up people. But they need to know about the rapture, because if you don't go in it, you left behind. There's God's got just two plans, plan A and plan B. There's no plan C. Either going to heaven or you're going to hell. You only got two eternal destinies, heaven or hell. So would you like to go up or would you like to go down? You know, it's just pretty simple. So
I think that's funny.
Yeah.
We're trying to make them secure in their salvation, not making it worse. But
well, you got to tell them the truth. Well, I always laughed about it. Said, well, honey, what do you think? Are you saved? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I think I am. Well, didn't you go down front in the church? I was there the day you went down. Yeah. Don't you have a certificate hanging on the wall? Yeah. Didn't you get water baptized? There's another certificate on your bedroom wall about that. Yeah. You don't know if you're safe? No. Well, then you're in trouble.
You're going the wrong direction.
Would you like to get saved? I'm telling what I did. I said, would you like to get saved right now? And I've led my kids to the Lord several times. The funniest thing is my kids are watching the Roadrunner on cartoons on Saturday morning. We're in the kitchen cooking. We're cooking pancakes. All of a sudden, my 7-year-old daughter runs in. Hey, Dad. Yeah, because they're watching cartoons. Dad, I just gave my heart to Jesus. Oh, honey, you gave your heart to Jesus 2 years ago in church. No. I was sitting there watching the Roadrunner, and I realized there really is a God. He really did send his son to earth. He really did save me. So I just prayed watching the Roadrunner and gave my heart to Jesus. I just got saved. I said, well, praise God, babe, go have a seat. We'll have your pancakes ready in a minute. Because it's like that. You go through this process of, am I saying, well, pray again. Do you know how Romans 10:9-10, do you believe Jesus, Son of God? Yeah. You believe he died for you? Yeah. You believe God raised from the dead? Yeah. Well, if you confess that with your mouth, you're saved. It's not, some people get emotional. Some people don't get emotional at all. But you are saved. You're secure, babe. Relax. Have a good life.
And you can point out in the Bible, too, that God has always had flawed people.
Yes, there are no perfect people. They don't exist.
Yes. And so he's never had a lot to work with. So, but if he was looking for us to become perfect, then there would, you know, that we can't do that because we're humans. We make mistakes.
Listen, I used to tell you, even the 12 apostles, Jesus' personal staff was a zoo. One had a fisherman that cussed all the time, going to cut your ear off if he gets half a chance. One was a former tax collector. People hated tax collectors. It was a zoo of people. There are no perfect people. God doesn't use perfect people because they don't exist. God uses normal, everyday people like us. So, you know, the Bible says if you fall down, jump up, repent, get your hand back on the plow, start moving again. We're not the perfect people. We're the getting back up people.
Yeah. Joe, how do you navigate a marriage with different beliefs? My husband believes we should not take medicine and just use faith. I believe in God's healing power, but also think medicine can help. This is very hard. I don't want to be hurting ourselves by not taking medicine, and I don't want to sneak around and take it behind his back. Would therapy address this, or is it better to take it to a pastor?
Well, I would start with a pastor. I hope you got a good one and he'll tell you the truth. You know, I grew up in, I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 40 years, home of Oral Roberts. And three of my kids went to Oral Roberts University. And I remember when Oral was interviewed, when he built the City of Faith, and CNN came to interview him and said, why is a healing evangelist building a hospital? And President Roberts said, well, because I believe in healing. And the lady didn't understand. She, and it was on TV. She asked him again, no, why is a healing evangelist building a hospital? He said again, because I believe in healing. I'm going to get it any way I can get it. Take my pills, take a shot, get the medicine, you know, get surgery. I believe in the healing. I'm going to get it through a miracle. I'll get it through surgery. I'm going to get healed. I'm not going to stay sick the rest of my life. And we've had people in all of our families like, well, I'm just going to use my faith. Well, then shut your mouth up. You want to use your faith, use, but don't run your mouth all the time. And we've all had people, we've had friends, good friends that died because they wouldn't take their medicine. You know, Ursula got, I knew, wife is diabetic. She just stopped taking her medication. Well, within a week, she's dead. What happened? You stop taking your medicine. You know, don't be stupid. And people think, well, I'm not taking aspirin. Well, if I need out a headache, I'll take an aspirin. If I got diarrhea, I'm going to take Pepto-Bismol. I'm going to do something. You know, at the turn of the century, a third of the people, the third leading cause of death in America, the third leading cause of death in America was diarrhea.
Okay, that's enough of that subject, please.
Well, they went to that house and didn't come back.
Well,
thank goodness for Pepto-Bismol, thank milk of magnesia, whatever. Take you something. There's nothing against faith doing that. It's like, well,
I've seen people go down this road too, and I think it's a dangerous.
It is
because you think the doctors are not our enemy.
No.
They're trying to do the same thing.
Jesus had a doctor on his staff.
And they're trying to do the same thing we're trying to do through Jesus, is get us better. Sometimes I've seen many a doctor hold a person together until they could get their faith to a point where they could get healed.
Come on.
So
I'm looking for healing every day. Long life. The Bible says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. I've joked with angels. I've joked with my own kids. Dad, how are you going to live? I'm going to live until I hear the trumpet sound. You know, I'm going to be here when the rapture happens. You believe that? I personally believe that. You don't have to believe that between you and God, but I believe, and I believe I'll be here when the rapture happens. So I have a long life in front of me.
Well, I would just say, you know what? I appreciate that your faith is where it is, that you don't feel like you can take medicine and all. That's not where I am.
Nope.
So I would like you not to condemn me when I'm choosing to do this.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with having boundaries like that.
No.
Or you can take it to your pastor. I think
that'd be good. Too. Yeah.
Hi, Joe and Angel. Love hearing and seeing you every Monday morning. It is something I always look forward to. My question today is about anxiety. I've been anxious all my life, and frankly, I'm sick of it. I would love any tips or scriptures you have found to help.
The Bible says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Fear is not the belonging of me. Fear is of the devil. The devil is trying to scare people every day. Fear is his number one weapon. God's number one weapon is faith. Without faith, we don't please God. Without faith, you don't whip the devil. Faith and fear, they're opposites. They work against one another. So how do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. I can build my faith. I can have great faith, little faith, weak faith, no faith. It's a muscle. The more I use it, the more it grows. So you need to use your faith every day. Like what? Read a proverb a day. Read a psalm a day. Read a scripture, and it'll build up your faith. Build yourself up on your most holy faith, the Bible says in Jude. And so I want to do that. So don't get caught up in fear. There's something to be afraid of every day. Some people just glued to the TV. I worked on two great church staffs. Great churches. But I remember a day coming early in the morning, get you a cup of coffee, and somebody say, hey, Joe, did you see the news this morning? I never watch the news in the morning. I get up, stand next to my bed, pray for about 4 or 5 minutes, just worship God and thank you for the day with all the morning breath I can muster. Then I go in and shave, brush my teeth, take a shower, get dressed, eat my breakfast, kiss my wife, came to church. I don't feed on the news. There is no good news. Good news does not sell. I read my Bible. It'd be good to watch what you feed on. You got to guard your heart with all diligence, the Bible says, for out of the issues of life. watch what you lay yourself to feed on. And so he's like, we joke about it all the time. I don't watch movies that don't end well. I watch movies that end good. I watch a lot of black and white movies, don't I, baby? Because no black and white movies, the good guy won.
I always hear a lot of cowboys.
Yeah. God bless America. John Wayne.
We love you very much. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
And we will see you next time.
Yes. God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.